This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
It's a quiet day. Every market's kind of got its own story today. Start with the wheat. Wheat market is correcting today. It got up to 716 this morning. It's made a dollar and a half run in the last month off weather issues in Russia. First, it was too dry, and then frost the Russian wheat areas in the last week or so. And the market really got ahead of itself, and it's correcting. It's pretty much all you can say about the wheat. It's still a bullish fundamental situation with the issues in Russia, which is the biggest wheat exporter in the world. Got some good news from the soys. Rumors that China's bought a couple cargoes of our beans. Not a lot, but it's a start. Going to happen sooner or later. That coupled with the extreme flooding in southern Brazil are two good fundamentals in the bean market to pushing up toward the highs that we've seen here in recent times. Up 9 today, and looking at the chart of July beans, they are trading right off the highs of the May highs, which were made earlier in the month.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. July corn up 3 1/4 at 461 and a quarter. July soybeans up 10 even at 1246 and a quarter. July soybean meal up 590 at 378.20. Soybean oil up 7 cents at 45.88. On the Merc, June live cattle up 120 at 184.17. August feeders up 307 at 262.90. June lean hogs down a dollar at 95.40. Those are closing markets. I'm Riley Smith.